It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We start today with the Patriots. Their win yesterday, 16-10, over the Cincinnati Bengals. We'll get to the state of the AFC East. Pats are in the mix. They're real in the mix. And so you have a Thursday night game between the Bills and Dolphins. You have a game looming between the Patriots and Jets. A lot of early season action in the division that, if it breaks right for the Patriots, could go a long way.
Yep.
So we have Monday night reaction on the show that we'll get to. We have a state of the AFC East that we'll get to. I want to get to Alex Van Pelt's offense as well and how sustainable it is to win by running the football when your offensive line was better than we thought, but still nothing to write home about. Can you dominate there? But Jerod Mayo right off the top, and we played this clip for you yesterday. We never really got into what he said specifically about Robert Kraft. And that's where I want to start today. How much credit should we give the Krafts, Robert and Jonathan? Because I've said a number of times, I think Jonathan is currently running the day-to-day. That's a guess. That's my suspicion. I don't know that for sure. And so the Krafts, plural. How much credit do we give them for yesterday, where all offseason we're second-guessing their approach in free agency, bringing back bill guys, not extending themselves for any outside free agents? I chastised them for not going the extra mile for Calvin Ridley. It turns out they did have the best offer financially for Brandon Ayuk. Their spending is up, although they didn't bring in anybody from outside. Spending's up. Jerod Mayo, for 1 week, looked like it worked.
Yeah.
We criticized the Alex Van Pelt hire. Looked like it worked. They stayed out of the quarterback decision. Jacoby Brissett plays week one. They didn't force the rookie in there. How much credit do we give the Krafts for the Patriots starting 1-0?
I think you have to give them some credit for sure. I mean, this was a really tough decision to move on from Bill, right? Like, it was very polarizing. Like, I think there were many people that thought, all right, it was time to move on. There were a lot of people that thought it should be Bill's job forever. And I think there's a couple different things that you gotta have to separate, you know, because the dynasty, that documentary, did so much ill will towards Kraft and his side that Bill Belichick became a sympathetic figure.
Yeah.
Whereas as the season was unfolding a year ago, and they're yo-yoing the quarterbacks, they have all these bad drafts, he wasn't very sympathetic then. But then you fast forward a couple
months.
Just
think of the image of the final game against the Jets, standing there with like the Darth Vader mask on.
Yep.
Rest in peace, James Earl Jones.
Yes.
Yeah, but you know, he's standing there like it's just completely unlikable, and then the dynasty humanized him.
Just spins it the other way.
And made him sympathetic. You're right.
And I don't know if I love just the process that it took, where they're like, yeah, we knew Jerod Mayo was the head coach a year ago, and we even put it in his contract. And you're like, wait, what the hell's going on? So, like, did Bill know that? Like, how you got to where you are was very strange. But if you separate the dynasty and you just say, all right, Robert Kraft made a really difficult decision, which clearly not everybody was in favor of, but it was time to move on from Bill Belichick. And Jerod Mayo, there's a lot of questions. Anytime you have a rookie head coach, we saw across the league on Sunday, you see it every year in the league, there's these guys that get these opportunities that weren't even coordinators at some times, and they're head coaches. How is he going to look? And he was good. Like, it was one game, but he passed the test. He was very good. The Alex Van Pelt one, kind of strange because he was the 13th choice or like the 12th or 13th interview that they had, kind of like a last man standing. He was the Craig Breslow of offensive coordinators. Like, you want the job? You do? Okay, it's yours. And so, but
no backseas.
No, you have to take it. You have to come in here and take it. Like, you're getting paid by Cleveland, so you're welcome here anytime. But, you know, those are two moves that certainly weren't met with unanimous applause. And for one game, like we said this though all along, winning cures a lot of things. It's easy to rip every single move you make when you're losing, every like way you handle a press conference, every single thing you do while you're losing. But when you're winning, people will kind of look the other way on a lot of things. So after 1 week, I think you have to say, yeah, it was time to move on. I mean, the way we talk about, not we, but like the way Bill Belichick has discussed this whole offseason, it was like they didn't go 4-13 last year. Like, they were horrible. They were one of the three worst teams in the NFL last year. So they needed to make a change. And it seems like, even though it's just 1 week, it seems like Jerod Mayo might know what he's doing.
Yeah, so the Mayo thing, I give Mayo a lot of credit for game one. The players are ready to run through a brick wall, as we talked about yesterday. Let's see. I'm more willing to see out the Jerod Mayo thing and see if that's a win. And for 1 week, chalk it up as a win. I want to follow that more. I want to follow the whole quarterback decision as well, but this is where I want to give them the most credit because I didn't think they could do this. And again, just to reiterate the comment from Gerard Mayo we played off the top, he said, I want to thank the Kraft family, Robert, all of them, Josh, didn't name Jonathan by name.
Oh, interesting.
But okay. You know, he gets to, I want to thank all the Krafts.
Yep, every Kraft.
For the opportunity to be here yep. and not getting in the middle of anything we do football-wise. Pretty much handed the keys over to Elliot, pretty much, and myself, and the rest of the staff. I'm appreciative of the opportunity, blah, blah, blah. So basically saying they let us make the decisions. Now, look, he said pretty much let us, stayed out of the way, pretty much. I'm sure they have a hand in something, just as all owners do, and they don't want to look like they're heavy-handed or meddling. Yeah. Robert Kraft is very sensitive to that. Jonathan Kraft maybe as well. And
but do you think Mayo was told to say this?
Well, perhaps. He could have been.
Yeah.
But here's where I do give him credit. Okay. This is what I give him credit for. They didn't force the quarterback decision.
No.
And I fully expected him to force the quarterback decision. Now, look, selfishly, I wanted Drake May in week one. I think Drake May's ready. But I give them credit for letting the football guys there, whoever that is, Wolf,
yeah.
Van Pelt, Mayo,
McAdoo,
Ben McAdoo, you know, the whole offensive staff,
yeah, everybody.
TC McCartney,
TC.
All of them.
Mm-hmm.
I give them credit for letting them make the decision because you know ownership wants to see the big, shiny, number three overall pick.
Oh, yeah.
So if I'm going to give them credit for anything, that's the one, even more so than Mayo. Staying out of the quarterback decision, I'm sure they influenced the pick at number three, but they're not forcing their football guys to trot Drake May out there week one. And look, Brissett wasn't awesome, but it paid off in a win in week one. I'll give him credit for that.
Yeah, it's funny because for owners across all sports, it's like the really good owners don't do anything. they do everything. Like meaning like they supply all the money and yeah. they're like, hey, spend what you want. But we always compliment the ones that are hands off. So it's gonna be a weird situation for those guys to be in. And so Robert Kraft, over the long history of him owning the team, has kind of gone both ways with it. Right? Like he was maybe too hands on with Bill Parcells, and Bill Parcells called him out on it, then it ended really poorly. There's the image, and this is going back 30 years, but him, you know, with the stopwatch timing to Bucky Jones, right? Like that's an image of Robert Kraft way back in the 90s. Whereas with Bill Belichick, for the most part, it was you're the guy. Like you're kind of prickly at times. You don't always give me the answers. There's a couple of cheating scandals mixed in, but like I'm gonna let you do what you do. I'm gonna call you out on it every once in a while, but I'm gonna let you do what you do. Until maybe the end, right? That's sort of still up for debate about the Mac Jones selection, Mac Jones playing, and all that stuff. But for the real course of the successful dynasty, it seemed like Bill Belichick was allowed to do that. And now you're saying, all right, you're turning it over to a guy who's never been a head coach, a guy who's never been head of a team personnel, a guy who's barely called plays. Like, all these guys are in new spots. It would have been pretty easy. I'm with you on this. It would have been easy to say,
Get the kid in there.
We're starting the number three pick.
Yeah.
Like Drew Bledsoe started right away and there were some lumps, but overall that was the right move. And like, look at this. And he let him stand up. Now, if they lose week one, you wonder how quick they are to change tune, but whatever. That didn't happen. They won game one and they're going to, I think, allow them to keep the plan. The other thing, I don't know how much credit you give them for this because they still haven't landed one of these big fish
Fair.
That are out there in the sea,
Fair.
In the deep, deep ocean, the deep blue sea. But Brandon Ayuk, if you choose to believe that report, that's a lot of money. That's a lot more money than they offered a lot of other players in
Breer,
the past.
Breer said
80
what?
Million?
North of 80 million.
Guaranteed, yeah. right? Yeah. Obviously, the other number's bigger. But if he got 76 guaranteed to stay with the Niners and drop a touchdown pass last night, then you would get...
Is that a bitter fantasy manager there?
No.
Is that, oh, it's not.
I don't have
okay.
him. I don't have him. Just pointing it out. Hit your hands, you got to catch it, sir. But 80 million, like if they offered that, that's the other thing that Kraft has been criticized for over the last couple of years. Like, you were pretty quick to blame Belichick. Like, that was one of the lines I did not like when he was saying, you know, the money's never been an issue here. And in fact, there were times where I was trying to tell Bill to get, like, more expensive players. You're like, wait,
come
what?
On.
Like, what on
come
earth?
On.
Like, that's a little strong, right? Yeah. You're landing on a little thick. But
here's money. And Bill's like, I don't want to spend
No, more, yeah. more, more. We need more players. We need more money. So, like, give that guy a raise. But so if they really were on Brandon Ayuk, that's great. You're going to have to get one of these guys sooner rather than later. But yeah, like, they are kind of allowing patience, which is a bit of a surprise. I don't know. I certainly didn't see that coming.
Yeah. So look, we spent a lot of time talking about the team on the football field. We'll do that today as well. At 617-779-7937. One of the ways you can get in touch with Jones and Keefe. You can also text the show 37937. You can follow us on Twitter and on Instagram at Jones and Keefe.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
But I'm curious about that Mayo comment. Like, after the game, and you bring up something interesting there, Keith.
Mm-hmm.
Was he forced to say it? Where the Kraft's like, hey, make sure you let him know we weren't meddling, we weren't involved. I want to see through the Mayo hire. It's 1 week. Like, it's a new coach. You see teams all the time. Interim coaches, new coaches, win in week one, ready to run through a brick wall for the new guy. Let's see if that lasts. But I'm willing to see it out. And I was very anti the Mayo hire. I'm impressed with week one. I am. But that one I want to follow more. I also want to follow what you're talking about, the receivers. And Mike Reese had an interesting note on the Patriots spending we'll get to here coming up. But I will give him credit for staying out of the quarterback situation. I wanted May to start. And if I were the owner, I would have been like, he's starting. I give him some credit. I do give them credit for letting the football decision makers make that decision. But I need to see more from the Krafts because, you know, most of this offseason, Keith, most of the last couple of years, I don't think the way Kraft has run this team is that much better than the way John Henry is running the Red Sox. I really don't think it's
that dissimilar,
and I need to see a lot more, but at least he stayed out of that decision, which I like.
Yeah, all the most exciting players they added to the team were from the draft.
Yep.
And like, you had those draft picks, and those guys aren't making a ton of money as it compared to other guys around the league. You re-signed some players, but it wasn't really that exciting of an offseason, especially for a team that has all the cap space in the world, and you're coming off a 4-win team. I don't know if Gerard Mayo was told to say that, but I do think it's funny because he is, in my opinion, like a really truthful guy, and like he is going to say like what's on his mind.
Mayo?
Yeah, although yeah. I feel like I caught him in a lie, or he might have caught. So yesterday on the Greg Hill show, he was talking about, because Greg sort of started the interview being like, hey, like, you know, like I think I owe you an apology, or like all these people owe you an apology for like not counting you guys out.
I heard this too.
And he's like, I don't listen to any of that.
I don't hear the noise.
I was like, I thought he kind of said the other thing before about.
He definitely said the players hear the noise. He's like, oh yeah,
but then
use
he later
that.
Said that he's like, they hear everything, yeah. So I got to talk to them about that. But hear about what? So I don't know. I think maybe that's the message that he wanted to put out there because maybe there's less questions to answer or whatever. But there's no way this guy, or I would even say most, you know, head coaches who are in their 30s or 40s ignore everything. Like, there's no way. This was a guy who was on TV, for God's sakes. Like, I'm sure, like, you don't have to watch everything. I'm not saying he's listening to every single second of all the shows, but stuff gets back to him. He has to know what's going on.
Oh, yeah. Well, here's what I'll give Gerard Mayo credit for on that, because I think he hears it. Everybody hears it.
Yeah.
I mean, his brother works for the team. I'm sure his family tells him about it. Friends tell him about like what's going on television, the radio, the newspaper, the whole thing. So he hears it. For him to say he doesn't hear it is one thing. I do like that he says he doesn't care about it. And we're all human beings. We all care about criticism on some level. But I think him projecting that, say whatever you want. You're entitled to do it. I worked in the media. I was on that side too. I get it. You have a job to do. I communicate that to the players. I think that's a refreshing thing to hear.
Yeah.
It's not just, Bill, ignore the noise, we don't hear it. Of course you hear it.
Yeah, right. And then you use this bulletin board material.
Obviously like, you hear it.
That's your main motivator.
But don't care about it. All right, you probably still do, but say whatever. People have a job to do. I get it. I think that's a better approach.
Well, I thought the best thing he said a couple weeks ago, maybe a week ago, was when people were trying to be like, hey, it seems like there's a lot of like dysfunction or like miscommunication. And he's like, well, if that's what you guys think, fine. But if everybody in the locker room is on the same page, I don't care. So we were like, who's the quarterback? Like, if they announce the quarterback, he's like, well, if everybody in the locker room knows who the quarterback is, knows what the game plan is, I don't really give a rat's ass if some guy driving around or even on the radio is questioning the decision. If the 53 guys in the locker room are on the same page, that's all that matters.
Well, and let me agree with something you said, and I've heard Chris Curtis talking about as well. If they win, that's all that matters.
Oh, yeah.
So when they start 3-0.
Yeah, you got them down. You're the only guy that has them 3-0.
When they start 3-0, Keith.
Jets didn't look great last night.
Jets look bad. We'll get to it.
Yep.
When they start 3-0, all of that miscommunication about who the starting that won't matter.
They're going to run out of Gatorade for these baths if they're 3-0.
I'll tell you that much. So you can jump in on this, 617-779-7937. Gerard Mayo, that decision by the Kraft. What do you give the Kraft's decision for? Credit for, rather, in their decision-making one game into the year. How much credit do they deserve? And maybe it's none. Maybe you disagree with giving them any early on after 1 week. You can jump in there. Here's another thing I want to follow. And it goes back to what you were talking about with the receivers. Mike Reese had a note on their spending on Sunday. Patriots ranked 14th in cash spending, having doled out a little over $250 million, according to the roster management system, which calculates every NFL contract. They've spent 67% of their cap space.
Two-thirds, for those of you keeping track.
That's the second lowest in the NFL behind the Broncos. Those numbers would have increased if they hit on big money pursuits of Calvin Ridley and Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah.
As for some of the league-wide context, the Browns, with Deshaun Watson, have spent the most money, almost $330 million, while the Raiders are under $200 million. The defending Super Bowl Chiefs are 11th at $267. So the Patriots are $10 million short of the Chiefs, just outside the top 10. The Browns lead the way in terms of cash spending. Basically, Patriots are middle of the pack in cash spending.
Yeah.
Now, you know, you can't never spend. There are floors you have to reach. The Patriots probably did some of that this offseason. I don't fully give them credit for the spending yet. I know some people want to do it. Oh, they tried on Ayuk. They tried on Ridley. They're middle of the pack in spending. They brought all their guys back, this and that. Yeah. That's another thing I want to see more of out of them before I give them full-blown credit.
No, it seems like it's trending in the right direction, but it's hard to be like, see, like they're doing it because, no, they've missed out on these guys. Mm-hmm. They haven't been able to get one just yet, and at some point you're going to run out of opportunities, or you're going to have to do the thing where you're like, I think this is a good offer, and now you're going to have to go even higher.
Yeah.
You're going to have to do the stupid money, but if the player's good, nobody's going to be complaining about the contract.
Make it so they can't say no. Yeah, Brandon Ayuk, 81 won't do it? How about 85? Yeah. How about 88? Yeah. And that's the game you got
to
play.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.